Luke 20, verse 1. Now it happened. I want to talk to you about how God always fulfills his words. In the book of Luke chapter 20, we see all sorts of great things. However, I want to take the first three words in verse 1 and do a study on this phrase. The phrase is, now it happened. The reason why I am doing this is because I feel that there are many, many people who are waiting for the promises of the Lord to be fulfilled in their life. Lord, are your promises ever going to happen? I've been waiting. Where are you? Well, the word of the Lord to you today is that when God speaks, it will surely happen. It will certainly come to pass. If the Lord has promised you certain things and you're waiting for them to happen, then take courage, because we're going to look at some biblical examples of words spoken by God that look totally ridiculous and impossible, but yet are fulfilled and accomplished. One thing to keep in mind is that the promises of the Lord are not always in the timing that we would expect. Sometimes the Lord gives promises that take years and years to manifest. Other times the impossible happens within hours. If you turn to the book of Exodus chapter 3, we see the Lord speaking to Moses through the burning bush. In verse 8, the Lord promises, I have come down to deliver them, that's the Israelites, out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up from that land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey. The Lord promises deliverance to the Israelites. Well, that promise isn't fulfilled until the early chapters of Joshua. How many years did it take for that promise to be fulfilled? At least 40. The Bible tells us that the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. That's a long time to be waiting for the promise of the Lord. However, my favorite is when the Lord works miracles and accomplishes his promises immediately. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 3. We'll start in verse 17. The Bible says, For thus says the Lord, You shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. Israel was facing a difficult time in their history. Moab had rebelled against them. Now they need water. Verse 20, Now it happened in the morning, when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by way of Edom, and the land was filled with water. The Lord made a promise, and overnight he supernaturally fulfilled that promise. If you turn a few pages to 2 Kings chapter 7, we see a similar circumstance, where the impossible is made possible through the power of God. Let's look at verse 1. The Bible says, Then Elisha said, Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel, at the gate of Samaria. You can read the rest of the chapter on your own, but let's look at verse 18. The Bible says, So it happened, just as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, Two seahs of barley for a shekel, and a seah of fine flour for a shekel, shall be sold tomorrow about this time in the gate of Samaria. In all of these situations, regardless of the time span between the promise and the physical manifestation of that promise, all those promises were fulfilled. Since God is not a respecter of people or shows no partiality, the promises that he has spoken to you, you can guarantee will be fulfilled in the Lord's perfect timing. Take hope. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, I ask that you would please strengthen me. May I wait patiently so that I do not go outside of your perfect timing. I need your help. I praise you, Lord, and I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.